Spoken Poetry by Pi and N. Paper Hearts. What is this? How do I befriend the missing pieces? There are pieces missing. In the morning I am searching, and completion has its back turned to my face. I think I gave too much beyond the line of self-repair. A robot will lay down, count the bird set on its metal corpse until the energy will undramatically simply disappear. And here it ends. The here. I have no birds to count. I count each day. Say, love should let you feel complete, yet I am puzzle pieces and I give. I know love, how it can be. In the dark, my hands search for its liberty. Yes, needing much more time than you or I anticipated to find something which might heal. I do not know who you've been fooling more, yourself or me. I will not ever have the freedom to get over you like this. Like snipping with my fingers, I stoically count my days. I pick my Lego bricks and build replacements, while the wind is cold and there's a drought and I am scared. And even this you have dismissed and shamed. You have created entries, new ones, keyholes, shortcuts to my heart. These triggers come so unexpectedly and uninvitedly. You said you don't feel so much. Or are you simply as much scared as me, whereas you push it far away and I sink down below the surface? I don't know. I will not. There's just a knot inside. The triggers are now everywhere, and I don't care if this has happened without plan, an accidental mental side product. The morning hour and the afternoon. One single fucking word. The garden. When I take my camera to make a picture of the sakura. When I do see a certain, you know which, poetic form and hear a song and talk with people. It is all an open wound. Come on now, say it. Just get over it. Move on. This is how you are built. No, 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 no. I am Atlantis, lost. You don't know what you've woken up and how I fail to lay it down to rest. The lamps still work. A red light and a white up on my chest. Maybe I am an android after all. Just birds don't come. I'm moving still. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you still dedicated? I'm a loyal little beast. Next time I let someone as close as you have been, I scream to them, just run before you break my heart, for I love hard. I love with all my parts, and they can burn my life to ashes. I deserve a love as fierce as that, as tender as the stroke of pen on paper hearts. Don't come to me with anything less than commitment. Streetlights. I fail to be a friend to my own dark, my light and shades of grey, again and yet again. How shall I understand you come with quite the same old company and as unwilling to gaze at the underlying plea, as complex into streetlights at this moment of our life? And no, we need more than the lust and mirror, clay in our hands or cloaks of true invisibility between and from each other. We need maybe a hand to hold and honesty. I'm scared to tell you I am not what you might see. I may be more and less. I do not want to disappoint your heart. It breaks it, yours and mine, with tiny nails of images we have created without checking on the other and ourselves. Is it okay to disagree and still agree on it? Can we be naked now? At 11 p.m., in neon light, on asphalt, in the cone of light? How is your soul? I'm scared. It is so precious, and this feels out of control. A million questions push and shove in line. So who will be the next one? My mind runs with tongue hanging out, a cha-cha and a waltz, a freestyle all at once. This is the greatest joy it knows. Allowance, free to think in jumps, and still pick one and then the next. Be cautious, do not step on someone's feet. This is the fleet of pleasure. I don't measure. It is now. There is no how or why it comes, it goes. It helps to know. Once in a while it opens doors to floors of universal balls. I run. My thoughts are free. I take down street signs, roadblocks, and the old clocks from the walls. I have a cloudy smile upon the sky inside. Don't stop me now. This is how heaven comes to us. Although I struggle. And though I struggle with to see my value worth in this world, I know I have a gift. I paint my inner onto paper, make a picture never effortless, out of the choice of words, of sentences, in honest question. If the world does not consist of multitudes of pebbles, grades, grinded, grounded in a homeward bound sound stream, and I am one of them. And I am one of them, right there between a pebble from the other side of earth, and yet the pull of waterfalls of shimmering realities I see and share to let you see. Below all our differences, we share some needs and space. My thoughts tend to race, while yours hold, stop by, and dissect seconds daisy's heart intention, while the moss upon your skin is olive, and I am a grey, I am one grey, I am down to my pores, but water makes me black. It sucks sometimes, and in the sun I dry, rest then upon another palm. The world is strange, and when I fall onto the water once again, it's strange how odd familiar it is. I play with printing prints and change them, like the posters every decade in a room of an inspired and forever lasting teen. The room a mess, then clean, then punk, then dream. And though I struggle with, though I am insecurity, though I am sure to know my way, until I lose it once again among the pebbles in the stream, my right to be, I am a pebble, loving other pebbles, nudging, standing still, or hugging, loving, sometimes me, my dedication to be me, with such a mighty will, just unsure about the how and what it means, I love. And though I struggle, maybe this is all I am, the will to figure out everything, to not let go of pebbles in a stream, I need to know. Sink foil. Coincidences happen for a reason, in alignment, to remind us it is our mind which sucks by searching patterns order in chaotic times. If this is fate, then I just want to swipe on to another slide of life. If this is chance, I thank you, devil, for the dance. Do not be scared. I curse you both. These are so simple words. Who cares? A life to come in cinquefoil like the real witches do. With a forget-me-not, a myosotis, life will not get rid of me, my knots or this. A potentilla canadensis, a dwarf cinquefoil. Take each curse now from my soul. A potentilla micranta, pick barren strawberry, be born out of a iota, will to live, obstinacy. A potentilla neumanniana, spotted cinquefoil, care, adapt to lack of water, past the toil. A potentilla recta, the rough-fruited flower, calm the flames within this body's spectra. Bind me under pentafoil, and seal it with my blood. Coincidence of fate. Good luck.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.